Well, it happened up in Hartlepool about the time of France. The Emperor Napoleon was leading us a dance. When up along the coast came a British man of war, and the captain's old pet monkey got washed up on the shore. Now the Lord Mayor of Hartlepool was walking down the shore, when he saw this funny sight he'd never seen before. A-sitting in the sand was a little hairy man, clutching a banana in his little hairy hand.
Old folks, young folks, everyone and each, come and see the Frenchie who's landed on the beach. He's got long arms, a great long tail, he's covered all in hair. We think that he's a spy, so we'll hang him in the square.
Now the Lord Mayor fetched the town clerk, they both went to the shore, and there they saw this little man where he had been before. A crowd had gathered round him, cause he was the strangest sight since the sporting club caught fire on the previous Friday night. Now Constable Parsons, he hurried to the scene, viewed the situation and he licked his pencil clean. He said causing a disturbance is a serious offence, and everything you say it will go down in evidence.
Old folks, young folks, everyone and each, come and see the Frenchie who's landed on the beach. He's got long arms, a grip on the tail, he's covered all in hair. We think that he's a spy, so we'll hang him in the square.
Now when this little man spoke, a funny thing was heard, and Constable Parsons couldn't understand a word. The reason for his puzzlement the crowd could plainly see: this little man's a foreigner from far across the sea. This little man's a French spy, the angry crowd did roar, sent over by Napoleon to invade our native shore. They grabbed the little fella by his long and hairy tail, and handed him to Parsons, who hoyed him in the jail.
Old folks, young folks, everyone and each, come and see the Frenchie who's landed on the beach. He's got long arms, a great long tail, he's covered all in hair. We think that he's a spy, so we'll hang him in the square.
So they gave this man a trial, he was found to be a spy. The judge put on his black cap and he told him he must die. But when he heard the verdict, well, he didn't turn a hair. He was peeling a banana and he didn't seem to care. So they hung this little Frenchie from the gallows in the town, with a rope around his little neck and his tail all hanging down. As a warning to Napoleon to make himself the rule, not to send his little hairy spies to dear old Hartlepool.
Old folks, young folks, everyone and each, come and see the Frenchie who's landed on the beach. He's got long arms, a great long tail, he's covered all in hair. We think that he's a spy, so we'll hang him in the square.